The valley's fruit and nut trees need cold temperatures in the winter in order to go to sleep and wake up healthy in the spring. New research suggests that in as little as 30 years, it may be too warm in the valley to grow these trees due to climate change. Valley Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports that the agriculture industry is already taking the issue very seriously.
Tom Coleman farms and manages more than 8,000 acres of pistachios across the state. He's pruning branches that aren't budding on a plot of trees just north of Fresno in Madera County.
Here's an example of some hanging down nuts from last year that just wouldn't come off because of the position on the tree. So we want to remove that.
Coleman's worried these trees won't get enough sleep this winter. Crops like pistachios, peaches, and almonds need a certain amount of cold weather every year. Frigid temperatures between 32 and 45 degrees help set buds that in the spring will turn into flowers and then in summer into fruit and nuts. The problem is there's a decrease in the amount of hours growing areas actually reach these temperatures. Coleman's trees need to get more than 700 hours of sleep every winter. But for the past 4 years, many have routinely slept less than 500 hours.
And as a result of that, they do not bloom uniformly. And when they don't have uniform bloom, and it can dramatically reduce the yield of the field.
This is a problem that farmers are facing across California, and consumers should care, because if this keeps happening, prices for these products could go up. Predictions from multiple University of California studies say that within 30 to 50 years, it may be too warm to grow tree crops where they flourish today. One UC Davis researcher recently published a study in the peer-reviewed journal California Agriculture. In Hyannuk Lee's case study, she found that winter temperatures are increasing more than any other time of year. Her modeling looks at the year 2050 in Yolo County.
Our agriculture will continue, but if you look at the longer time path, like 20 years or 30 years, the pattern may change a little bit. Crops may move a little bit north.
She says tree crops like walnuts would be harmed the most, and that annual crops like tomatoes that are planted every year could benefit if temperatures keep rising. This is all a big deal for growers with huge investments in the ground with trees that have life cycles of more than 25 years. Merced County UC Farm Advisor David Dahl is trying a number of things to get these trees more sleep. He's using overhead sprinklers above the trees and even painting them white with liquid clay to reflect sunlight.
So this is something that could impact a lot of farmers over the next 10, 20, 30 to 40 years. And in fact, it's already impacted farmers, you know, on random given years across the state.
This problem is so prevalent that climate change deniers really can't get away from it. Crops have failed because of warming temperatures. In 2015, the California pistachio industry was hit hard. As a result, the crop was nearly split in half. The UC system and the pistachio industry have invested about $1 million to figure out a way around warming temperatures. Kern County UC Farm Advisor Craig Carlson is trying to breed a pistachio tree that needs less sleep.
We're trying to use the other species of pistachio, actually, to see if we can come up with something that has a lower chill requirement. It's pretty hypothetical at this stage. We've made quite a few crosses this spring. We actually hope to put a trial in low chill areas.
It's not just pistachio trees that aren't getting enough shut-eye. Kern County farmer Steve Murray says his cherries may suffer this year due to our warmer winter.
Initially, it was looking like 17 was going to be a disastrous year because not only were the trees not getting chilling, but they were actually heating up when the sun hits the wood, that the temperature of the wood can be 20 and even 30 degrees warmer.
Murray says the only real way to fix this problem is for the temperature to drop. And to complicate things even more, all the researchers and farmers I spoke with say there isn't enough known about why the trees need sleep to understand all this. Plus, a decrease in the amount of fog in the region is also a factor in why the trees aren't staying cool. That has to do with rain. Back on Tom Coleman's plot of 160 acres of pistachios, it's rained so much that a large creek has formed in the middle of his property. He's hoping the ground is saturated enough that fog forms this winter, lowering the temperature around his trees.
The fog is a good thing because it keeps a little more uniform, cooler temperature on the ground, but we just haven't seen that the last several years, even with the rain.
For Coleman, the facts are evident. The climate is warming, and he has to adapt his practices.
I know that there's people that think that global warming is not man-made, but regardless, we have to deal with it. I think that making plans around it are necessary.
These trees that he's prided himself on since the 70s could live well beyond him and his children. He's taking warming temperatures seriously, because what happens with climate today could mean severe cuts or total crop loss in the coming decades. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.